It all began with a collective decision. The moment America was founded in 1776, our founding fathers made the crucial decision to unite and declare independence. The founding fathers may not have had a common philosophy, but they had the same objective, and that was enough. Similarly, the American people do not share the same race, color, or ethnicity, but instead are united by their shared love for America. For centuries, citizens and veterans have made sacrifices both great and small defending America. However, the United States has lost its unique trait of unification because political parties are no longer able to work together, and a threat to our democracy has arisen. We are faced with a fateful question. How can we unite and go on from here? For years, we, the people, have made our union more perfect. United, we expanded voting rights to non-property-holding white males in 1828, blacks in 1870, and women in 1920. United, we fought internal and external wars to preserve our democracy and the democracies around us. United, we faced terrorism and endured the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. But now, we have lost this unification and no longer share the same drive. We have sown division among ourselves, classified ourselves as Republican or Democrat, or hawks or doves, or liberals or conservatives, and torn apart the illustration of the United States that our forefathers envisioned so long ago. In this country, where our differences appear to matter more than our similarities, we are at a crossroad, unsure of which direction to take. There is nobody in our country who wants America to lose its way. If we can agree on going forward, then we have found common ground. There are no sides. We are all Americans, regardless of perspectives or race. We have been insensitive towards the many similarities we share, including pride in our nation or belief in liberty. While we may be different, overcoming these differences and focusing on our similarities is the only way we can move in the same direction. For too long, we have been doing too much talking and too little listening. These past few years, we have become accustomed to stating our points of views and not considering other points of views. There is no doubt that we will continue to disagree, but dispute does not have to mean division. In 1861, President Lincoln made a very controversial move when he appointed his own rivals as part of his cabinet. Most of them craved his position as president, while others intensely disliked him, including William H. Seward, Lincoln's Secretary of State. Although their long meetings were full of arguments and often seemed unproductive, Lincoln and his cabinet came to respect each other's opinions and were able to lead America through its harshest era, the Civil War. Now, we need to make history repeat itself. America cannot focus on dealing with its external threats if it is being torn apart by its internal threats. Just as history tells us, we are weak when divided and strong only when united. Where we go from here depends on our ability to compromise, work together, and be a united nation, not just a country. We must accept the reality that although we may be poles apart in personality, race, or opinion, we need to cling to our shared values, understand different points of views, and work together in order to move our nation forward. Just like all those years ago with our founding fathers, this generation is once again given a decision. With history's eyes on us, we must choose to put all differences aside, unite, and move forward, or to divide and fall.